is subdivision 2021-32 Riverwood.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 58.6 acres plus or minus into 117 single family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the northwest side of Phillips Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 302, approximately 0.25 miles south of the intersection with Hollymount Road, which is Sussex County Route 48. The tax parcel IDs are District 234, Map 17, parcels 3.00 and 5.00. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the proposed preliminary subdivision plat, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklets, a copy of the plus response and the applicant's response to the state's comments. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's proposed conditions and proposed findings of fact. We have a copy of the TAC comments, including US Department of Agriculture, Sussex County Engineering, Denrec Division of Waste and Hazardous Substances, US Fish and Wildlife, Delaware State Fire Marshal's Office, and Delaware Electric Co-op, and the Division of Public Health. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. And thank you for your patience.
You're welcome. Good evening, commissioners. I'm Mackenzie Pete with Baird Mandalis Brockstead, Federico, and Cardea. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant, owner-applicant, Riverwood Development, LLC. And here with me this evening is Jason Palkowitz, PE with Solutions Integrated Planning, Engineering, and Management, LLC. The applicant has submitted its exhibit booklet for your consideration that's been before you for at least 10 days. As I normally do, I'll provide a brief overview of the project, discuss the project's compliance with the AR1 cluster development requirements of the code, sections 115, 25E and F, the 99-9C requirements, and the plan's consistency and conformity with the comprehensive plan. The applicant proposes, I'll just wait one moment until we get.
I'm just trying to find your exhibit book. It's
in the packet.
Yeah, I can look back.
It is, yeah, it's online for sure.
No. Oh, my apologies.
I'll just wait so that you can see what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's okay. We have all night.
She's usually pretty quick.
I am.
She gets to the point.
There we go. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. So the applicant proposes Riverwood, a cluster lot subdivision, to divide 58.6 acres, more or less, into 117 single-family lots. Of those acres, a portion is to be devoted to lots, a portion to streets, 27 acres, more or less, a total of 46% of the parcel will be devoted to interconnected open space. The proposed cluster development is superior in design to a standard subdivision, as the project proposes significant amounts of open space, landscape, and wetland buffers to protect and avoid development in environmentally sensitive areas on site, and stormwater management system that will act as an amenity and natural companion to the natural features on site. This plan provides for amenities including a pool and bathhouse, a walking trail, and sidewalks on one side of the street that will be connected to DelDOT's proposed multimodal path. The project is specifically located, if we can go back to Sussex County mapping, on the west side of Phillips Branch Road in Millsboro, Delaware, and identified as tax map parcel numbers 235-17-3 and 5. This is not.
That's not it.
Correct.
Right. Let me fix that.
Okay. It is 234-17-3 and 5 as well. All right, Alex. Like the site. Okay, so one issue that I'd like to be upfront about is that there is a title issue with respect to parcel 5. The tax map is showing as belonging to a Miss Whaley and a Mr. Tunnel. We have been in contact with them, and we know that we have to address the title issue prior to final site plan approval. I ask that not delay the potential approval of this preliminary plan. If a condition needs to be provided that addresses that, then so be it, and that's probably appropriate. You'll notice on the plan itself that area is the presence of open space and non-tidal wetlands specifically. Unity Branch separates our property from actually the remaining Tunnel and Whaley property. We show that parcel five land in our chain of title. We believe there is an issue with mapping, and we're working through that. Are there any questions preliminarily about that? Okay. So the property is currently a vacant use, and if granted by you today or at some point in the future, there will be 117 single-family lots with an actual density of 2 acres, of 2 homes per acre as permitted by the code. This is a low-density area per the comprehensive plan, which permits that density as well, and within investment level 4 of the state strategies, policies, and spending map. The concept plan for this community was presented to PLUS on June 23rd, 2021, and a response letter was subsequently provided by Solutions, which addressed those comments point by point. And this project was also went through the TAC process, and all of that's included in your packet for your review. The parcel, as I've stated, is in AR1, and all the proposed structures will comply with the height, area, and bulk requirements of the code for cluster subdivisions with central sewer. The project complies with the purpose of the code by proposing a low-density, single-family residential development that protects water resources, watersheds, and scenic views. The project also complies with Chapter 115-25E of the AR1 district design requirements for cluster development for the reasons stated in your project reference materials prepared by Solutions. The project also complies with Chapter 125F, for a cluster development. Specifically, the proposed lots and amenities are located within environmentally suitable areas of the site, avoiding wetlands and waterways. Clearing of any existing wooded areas is limited to the amount required to develop the project. The open space provided meets the official definition of acceptable open space, proposing 27 acres specifically, and then contiguous open space in the amount of 23 acres, and is therefore code compliant. All wetlands have been delineated. There are a total of 5.25 acres of non-tidal wetlands specifically, and no lots are proposed in those non-tidal wetlands, and a minimum 25 feet buffer is provided from those. Stormwater will be handled on site and will meet the current state of Delaware regulations. Tree removal will be limited to what is necessary to construct the project. The project preserves scenic views, limiting back-to-back lots and providing gaps between lots. The land plan preserves natural facilities, including wetlands, as I just stated, and proposes a walking trail, sidewalks on one side of the street that will be connected to DelDOT's multimodal path. Open space, as you can notice, is adjacent to natural areas, and that has been prioritized. As required, sidewalks will be provided on one side of the street, and the cluster development plan will preserve the natural and historical areas, if any, and the project is not located in a designated growth area. To address the 99-9C requirement specifically, the plan integrates and the proposed subdivision into existing terrain and surrounding landscape. As discussed, the proposed subdivision lies in the AR1 district near several existing subdivisions. And you'll notice that specifically. As the plan shows, the applicant proposes significant open space in excess of the code requirements, preserves forested non-tidal wetlands, provides a minimum 30 feet landscape buffer, and all proposed lots within the community are a minimum of 45 feet from the outbounds of the property. There is a minimal use of wetlands and floodplains as explained. There are no known sites that require historic preservation. There was a comment in the PLUS plans that acknowledged that there may be historic areas on site. Dr. Ed Otter visited the site, and his findings are included in your packet and conclude that no graves or any indication of graves were present. The plan preserves large tracts of open space and scenic views. There'll be a minimization of tree, vegetation, and soil removal and grade changes. Screening of objectional features from the neighboring properties and roadways will be provided by the proposed 30-foot landscape buffer around the perimeter of the existing site, existing forested areas, stormwater management facilities where those facilities exist, and by the fact, again, that the lots are within a minimum of 45 feet from the outbounds of the property. Water will be provided by artesian, and sewer will be provided by artesian as well. The site is located in the county tier 3 district specifically. Stormwater management and sediment erosion control plans will be prepared and reviewed for approval by the Sussex Conservation District. The proposed development is planned in a way to minimize erosion and sedimentation, changes in groundwater levels, increased rates of runoff, potential for flooding, and design of drainage so that groundwater recharge is maximized. It has been determined that the site is located within areas of good and fair groundwater recharge potential. The plan accounts for safe vehicular access and pedestrian movement within the site and two adjacent ways. The entrance, as shown, is proposed off Phillips Branch Road. It's anticipated that the proposed subdivision will cause current property values to remain the same, if not increase. The proposed subdivision will not significantly impact agricultural land, as aerial maps reflect there's no active farming practice directly adjacent to the site. They're all buffered, obviously, with trees. This property back here, one of these properties back here, is actually in preservation. There's some existing mobile homes here, and then otherwise the community is surrounded with existing residential. The project will be reviewed and approved by DLDOT, as noted in the plus comments and DLDOT memorandum dated February 10, 2022, that's in your packet. The development meets DLDOT volume warrants for an area-wide study fee in lieu of performing a TIS, and that fee is calculated at $12,010. As that memo provides, frontage improvements are required to state-maintained roads, and improvements are anticipated at the intersection. There will be frontage improvements anticipated directly in front of the site there. But improvements are also anticipated to the intersection of Holly Mount Road and Phillips Branch Road to provide a 250 feet westbound turn lane on Holly Mount. DLDOT is also requiring the developer to enter into a traffic signal agreement for intersection of Holly, at the intersection of Holly Mount Road and Phillips Branch Road. And then finally, DLDOT's requiring the developer to provide an internal connection to the River Oaks community, and that was shown on the plan as well. You'll see that that was provided specifically here. It connects to Seaspray Court, that is a paper street of River Oaks specifically. So the project is also compatible, as I've stated, with surrounding uses and in the area, obviously, of a lot of other residential uses. And finally, there will be an efficient stormwater management system that acts as an amenity, and runoff will be treated for water quality and quantity prior to discharge. And then finally, the plan is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. As I stated, this is in the low-density area. And all of the specific reasons that it complies with the plan are included in your packet that was prepared by Solutions. So in conclusion, Riverwood will enhance the area with a well-planned design, upscale homes, amenities, and limited impacts to the total site area. The design preserves large amounts of open space with preserving and protecting scenic views within the community. The homes will have a neutral to positive impact on property values in the surrounding communities, as well as generate revenue for the county. Passive amenities include large areas of open space, and active amenities include the proposed pool, bathhouse, and a walking trail, as well as areas dedicated for open space. The proposed community of Riverwood meets the standards set forth by the county and state and will provide a superior living environment for future residents without placing a burden on county, state, or taxpayers to serve this community. I'll end my presentation there and welcome any questions that you may have.
All right, well, thank you. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Mr. Hopkins.
No questions at this time.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Nope.
Okay.
None for me, sir.
Okay. Neither, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Staff?
Not for me, thanks, unless we want to ask the question about.
We were just driving by the one that really doesn't affect this subdivision, the one that's what's to the north of it. I'm surprised that's not voided. I mean, it's been on the books forever, maybe.
We were just talking about that.
It shows up on the maps as voided, then reactivated, but I'm not sure what that means.
Jason Palkowitz with Solutions IPM. I was the engineer of that project back in 2005.
Yeah.
And the developer actually put in an entrance and started building a pond sufficient enough that it meant enough to be grandfathered. And I believe it was inadvertently sunset, and then I'm not involved with it now, just to make that crystal clear.
Yeah.
But I believe somebody went back and had it reactivated because it was sunset in error. I believe that's the story. And it is currently in the re-engineering / approval process, and they're looking to build it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But there's not anything out there. There's not silt fences. There's nothing that's been done on it forever.
No.
That's
all
I'm wondering. Yeah.
Not
this
for another time, but yeah. I'm like, well, sounds like it's
that was the thing.
It should be a.
There was that's not the only one like that. There are several around.
Yeah,
that was the tactic. was that that was being done. That they
but at would, some point too, it's still sunset, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
but yeah, I would think you'd look at it and say, okay, well, you haven't done.
I'm not saying that this one has. It just is interesting to me. We're just sort of looking at that.
We've had a lot of them come in to say, you know, well, have they really done any work on it? So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's not this. That's not this one.
I have no questions either. Please take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2021-32 Riverwood? Okay, is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2021-32? Yes, sir. Come on up. You've been waiting a long time.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Come on up. Stretch your legs. Shake out the kinks.
I'm really not against it.
Just your name,
just
please.
A couple things I want to.
Need your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sam Simpson. I'm the little square in the corner of that lot. I have right. both properties there.
Oh, okay.
And one thing that was said is, you know, no farming and stuff like that. Well, we have a large garden. Two-thirds of that property on the side is there. I know that's not considered a farm, but it has all of the things that go with a farm, manure spreading and all that kind of stuff.
You were there first.
Okay. I guess the biggest thing I would have is if you look at the, there's not up there now, but the road has a curve down Phillips Branch Road. Right now, I have, my wife's an Amazon user, and I make the Amazon guys go back and turn around and go back out because you can't back out onto that road. The cars are, you know, it's 45 mile an hour through there,
right.
And they're running 55, you know, that type of thing. So, but that would be the biggest thing, that when they come off that curve, and the road's in bad shape too, when they come around that curve, you're already committed to go out, and you know, people are slamming on the brakes, that kind of thing. So, but that would be the biggest issue. I think the development itself is pretty nice, nicely done.
All right.
So, okay. There was one other thing. Oh, the trees. You talk about landscaping, and I know this is detail that you're probably not ready for, but it shows landscaping. Yeah, and that's my property there. So, but that 30-foot buffer there shows like tree line and things. I mean, are we talking about something that'll barricade me from the development, or?
There's actually a requirement for planting. So what we'd like to do is, you know, if there's existing trees, to the extent that the county can, we'd rather have you have them maintain the existing trees. But if there's not, there's actually tree planting requirements and maintenance requirements to create a screen.
Well, I have farm equipment, and I have a big shed, not a shed, a cover that I park an excavator and, you know, two tractors and a backhoe and, right. and all of that. And it's in that far corner. And it's, you know, nobody's going to want to look at the back of my shed. That's what I'm, you
your
know.
Shed on your property?
It is.
All right. Don't worry about it.
But I'm coming to you for a permit to finish off a garage. So, okay. Thank you.
They do put in their covenants that this is an agricultural area and agricultural things go on and,
first
you know,
page.
If you smell something.
Yeah,
yeah, the first page, I like that. It actually right. mentioned the manure pile. Because it's right there at lot.
Is there anybody hunting in the area?
There is now, but there's the Shell Brothers employees and hunting back there. So.
That's one of the things that we put in the ask them to put in the covenants too, that people might be hunting nearby.
Active hunting.
So active hunting and
this starts
trapping,
that goes away.
Oh, okay. So they're hunting on this property, not other properties.
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
We typically get 7 deer a year out of there, and matter of fact, my sweet potatoes are eating right down to the ground right now.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? All right. Anyone on? Let's go to the internet. Make sure.
Right.
Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak on either in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2021-32 Riverwood?
At this time, there are currently no one on the line.
Okay. commissioners. Any further questions?
Thank you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if you make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning.